I will read to you the Gemara against Rabbi Sivifa. Where is that? The first part of the Gemara is Tanah Rabbanan. Now, shall give the tablam and ayat a tabla begin of fellas in kafka kafka. You can really, if you forgot, and there on the table, on anything that's on the table, you can tilt it and think it's going to fall, and if it extinguishes, it extinguishes. I want you to focus attention, kafka kafka. You're learning like the Babi, not the Ephraim, I explained it last time. Then it's a question of muksa, now it's innocent, that's problem. Then tan and nails are delet, that are openings, patriarch of the air kidarko is permitted, and you have a nail which is, there are four sitters, I told you, how to explain, you are now going to our central sitter, which is a question of the opening of the, which is a question related to the, of the master grommet. You have a light on the table, close to the door, therefore it doesn't connect door, not far away, otherwise it's not, as I said, has to be close to the door, and you're opening the door, and you're not considered now the question whether the door is making the movement of the air at all, that you're really not considered right now. We're considering the problem what happens about the air, what happens about the wind which is behind the air. That's how we have to explain it right now. The first time it says you can open it and close it to Dalko as usual, don't have to make it with a scenery any other way. And if it extinguishes, it extinguishes. Light a lot, right? After a bit of cloller, it is productive, means cloller, that means something which cannot be a well defined Isidore right, and probably not Isidore at all either, but must be close to Isidore right. The probability close to Isidore right. Otherwise, it would not be cloller because Isidore right is not cloller. So the Shmuel says you're not permitted to do it, you're not permitted to do it, as I explained in the detail. So anything we have to call on is 11 or 13 times the same shot, you can pretty much systematically go through that is never considered an Isidore, and I've done that. Omele Ravin el Rav Acha b'rei le Rav, Omele Rav Acha b'rei le Rav Rashi, my time I like el Rav, why does Rav give a klola? Klola are not only people who do it, and the people who pass from this way. That's what Rishonim says. Not a question of people do it. You can do it, takes a lot of avails. People tell a person to do it this way. Elaim Mishum Darav Sovalla Kel Rabbi Yehuda Tanatana Kel Rabbi Shimon. Because one and always Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, is a damn child, and always in a misgavin, is Mutz, and the other one is this, no? Mishum Darav Sovalla Kel Rabbi Yehuda Tanatana Kel Rabbi Shimon. Gary Huda called the Tanakh Rishim and made it lifeless. Therefore, he has to give a slaughter and is permitted to think differently. I'm going to go off to the Rishim and murder the whole by the robot. I'm going to survive and murder Rishim with the sick race of the Layam. We have a situation, the Horah, that is a sick ratio. And a sick ratio, there's a difference between you open and you close. That would be the simplest shot. And then you have to discuss the question, why are you permitted to close the window before the wind, and why are you not permitted to open, right? And we learn choices there, the choices that is Rashi, that's how choices are Pshat Rashi, other people are different in Pshat Rashi, that Rashi choices are, Tina, choices of Noel Mai Suraika, why Isra should be chosen. Therefore choices are set under these conditions. The kasha is only on Paseach. On Noel is no klola. You're permitted to close. Then we continued and we come to the third type of the Gemara when Paseach Otom Delet Kenegit Meduro B'Shabos Light of the Abai, in this case the Abai, the Maaskim, Ilem Beruah Metsuya, Maitama, the Man, the Ofa, Idor Shene Metsuya, Maitama, the Man, the Shora, Lord of Beruah Metsuya, Maasol Gazin, Maasol Gazin. Here is the question, you're permitted or not permitted to open, doesn't even mention the question of closing, because there's no purpose in closing. Here we are quite clearly, that has a loss in the Rambam, I'll quote to you later on, the person who opens here the door is for opening for the purpose of the fire. When he opens the door for the purpose and the question of the nail, he is not considering the nail. He is opening the window because he wants to get fresh air, or closing the window because maybe he doesn't want the nail to extinguish. It might be a possibility. But that is, the nail itself is not a consideration of the Havara which is interested in. In the question of Madura, he is interested, it should burn better or more. I have to quote the Rambam, you see it very clearly. The Rambam, and every time the Rambam says, in all, if you ever learn the Torah of Shabbos, the Rambam, you'll see the Rambam accepts the things of one. And every Issa the writer has a following quotation, Kidei. He tells this, Kidei. He defines the Malacha, Kidei. Each separate case, Kidei. Except in one or two cases. And the reason why in one or two cases not. Kidei, he has a purpose. Why he does that? For that purpose. Kidei, and don't want to achieve that. And the Rambam systematically goes and says, Kidei. The Ostradi, Rambam says, He's only for the purpose that it should blow against this. But, on the Midura, the appreciation of Mesuya, despite the fact that it's only a wind which can and cannot blow, come in sometimes, Mesuya is not a systematic strong wind which is coming in, it comes intermittently. Even then it's an Issa the Rabbanon says, the Rambam says also it's an Issa the Rabbanon, and the best proof is in Tarakhin Allah Yudayim that it is an Issa the Rabbanon. However, you can immediately serve the Rambam if it would have been, in this case, a Ruach Sheina Mitzuya, and he opens his Kadesh Yemin HaShevet Bar, it would be an Issa the Raisa, like any other Issa the Raisa. It's part and parcel of his operation. In this case, a Ruach Sheina Mitzuya is an extension of his hand. Of his operation, is part and parcel of his machinery and getting the fire better. No difference of blowing against the fire which written is the right to the more in the Kama. We will lift the Ruach, as you remember, the Ganze Sugish, Shriya Sugar of Chaim and so on that Sabbath in the Kama. It's not that four sitters there, you got the Zero and Jehovah, the Abaya and the Rabashi and Rabashi family, we might come even to that with their. So, what is the difference between the second and third case? Second and third case, obviously, what we want to say is, if the Ruach She'ena Mitzuyo is an Issa Rabbanon, despite the fact that there's no Psik Reisha there. Despite the fact that there's no Psik Reisha there. The Ruach She'ena Mitzuyo is never a Psik Reisha. Because when you open the door at that stage, maybe there is a Ruach She'ena Mitzuyo. To say it's a Ruach Mitzuyo. Maybe nothing comes in. Maybe it does, maybe it does not. Nevertheless, an Issa Rabbanon Kedesh HaShevet is a separate Issa Rabbanon of that type of a klala. In other words, there is a case to go to the klala of a bayah. And we learned Rashi, the Kinei Gede Madur, La'afati Shehur Min HaShevet U'mavi Ha'or. Clear! The word does something as this. Just as before the Gemara says that the Ruach Sheina Mitzuyah, my time the Marasa, in there, Rashi says, in there, Lahavi, the Ruach Mitzuyah, but no Psik Reisha, but no Yom Mitzuyah. Definitely it's not Psik Reisha. Two reasons. Why should it be all that? Well, if it's two reasons, it would be not only not Psik Reisha, you could have found a reason it should be also. But then it's also Shalot Kedera. That's not how you're mapping with the Ruach Sheina Mitzuyah. Either you blow, or you took a Makuach, or you took all kinds of things. But you don't use the word Sheina Mitzuyah, so what is that? Because these two reasons, the word Yehavim in the Mutala Chatzila. That's how we have to learn first. So what's the difference between the first and the second case? In the first case, we infer from Rashi, unlike Rabbi Halkan, that it's also not a Psik Reisha. How did the Gemara say it's a Psik Reisha? Abayu Rama Psik Reisha. I told you. Nonetheless, in the Rosh says, you cannot say it's a Psik Reisha. It's called a Psik Reisha. And the Masor asks a very different question and asks a similar lotion. And that the cause is, it's a very high probability. Now that you can infer something which once a professor told me, that you find the Rosh says, the question of Psik Reisha is such a difficult problem as would take him 2 to 3 years of hard learning to be able to come to finest conclusions. Finest conclusions. Because when does the probability become a situation, when does the probability does not become a situation? It's a various thing. And you have a probability of 1 in a million. Is this called a situation? 1 in a million not. Is this called a situation or not? It's a very subtle problem. Now we have learned something new. From this to now we have a classical solution to a side problem which is not less important than the total problem. There is such a thing as cooperative segregation. And cooperative segregation is more in this case, find an issue, a clause. Because a person may easily come to segregation. I want to be didactic that the Gemara never says, I think one of you said it before, never says, imavia mavia. Or cop. As a matter of fact, if you're very really didactic in the Gemara, very naively, you would say, the Gemara only mentions one word, kosso, kosso. What's the simple explanation of kosso? Extinguish. Not to burn brighter, or to burn less bright. The Gemara doesn't mention the question, burn brighter, or burn less bright. The only time that you mention bright or less bright, is in Rashi, is connected to Maduro. And there, it's simply because when wind comes in, when you have a Maduro, and you have a campfire before, the new wooden things start to burn. New parts of the wood start to burn. With a nail, there's no nothing new starts to burn. It burns better. Or less wood. The physics is different. With a Maduro, you start blowing on it, other parts of the Maduro start to burn. It didn't burn. Because if it finished burning already, there would be no Maduro there. It would be cold. The reason I mentioned it is because this would be important for practical problems, other practical problems, but you don't understand the question of the Thomas Adair. So, Rashi, I would say we have no definitive proof, and essentially you would say there's somewhat not such a proof from Rashi that the question is of absecration. And the gadget that we are proposing, there's a definitive segregation. And I want to make the gadget as simple as possible. You have a light falling on a condenser, and that prevents the condenser filling up the charges to close the switch. Forgetting about that the light is pulsed or not pulsed. You have a steady light stream, a light like this, falling on a condenser, and that prevented the condenser being filled up. The equivalent, I said, was the following, that you have a barrel with water or wine, and there's always coming in more and more water or wine, and you have a hole coming out. So it never can fill up. It would fill up, there would be a gadget to close the switch. If the moment comes to a lever, there would be a lever closing the switch. What one does here, in this case you hold your hand across there, the water stops, the light stops, therefore it's filled up more and more, and it closes the switch. Take a finite time. But the moment it closes the switch is equivalent as preventing, or for this, as putting a slot there so the water can't flow out of the cell. Not quite equivalent, but they're close equivalent. Not quite equivalent, there's a slight difference in that, but in terms of imagination, that's good enough to say this way, but I'm preventing the action of water flowing out, that I'm preventing this. But there, in this case, when I stop it, I slow the water flowing out, it's a segregation. You might ask the question, we'll come to this point, why does Rashi not necessarily consider that segregation? Is it Rashi think this way because it's factual this way? It's a fact of life, it's not a segregation. Or do we consider it only part of segregation? Then we have to answer the second question, the more serious question. Why is it more segregation when you open the window and less of segregation when you close the window? Because according to Tosfos, Rashi interprets that open, Rashi interprets, understands Rashi this way, and he agrees with Rashi this way, that opening is close of segregation. It should be also, the Rabbon. And closing should be more like a trailer. That's the technology involved here. Alright, let us leave that open for a moment. The second proof which one brings the proof is of Meir Rottenberg. You have this here in your thing. Meir Rottenberg actually two tshuvas. There's not one. Maybe the story goes to Meir Rottenberg to see the time which you don't have. What did the Lubush say? First, the Lubush after all wrote a Shulchan Aruch too. And the Lubush learned the Gemara too. And the Lubush learned Rashi as well. The Lubush said the main written thing. Also the Torah had to make it on Dura. But even you have Pesach Patuah to make it on Dura. Mutal is Sodra. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. Right? Gemara doesn't mention the Dura. The Dura is only mentioned Nope. Ba'afati Sharua Kayama Dira. Eindom, but Afati Sharua Kayama Dira. Ein dem ist immer kadeh. What is Rasha Yafazet? Now you're clothing against the Zura, against the Ruach that exists. And the Ruach before that was, as I explained to you, new piece of wood that started to burn. And now you close the Zura, no new pieces of wood are going to start to burn. It's going to continue more like the status quo. Ein dem ist immer kadeh. Ein dem ist immer kadeh. Chain or seklum. It doesn't do anything. It means it doesn't do anything. You close the door, so there might be a sign. And the Otze HaRuach, he prevents the Ruach from coming through. Yehovah, that's what Rav Adram would say. There's a positive action, there's a negative action. The Imtze Chaber, now, however, he throws in two monkey wrenches. In however, Imtze Chaber, what is Imtze Chaber? In a Madura, the Chaber is much more realistic. Because when you cut off in this room, and it makes a window airtight, then after a while all the oxygen would be eaten up, and it would really get extinguished very fast. It happens, for example, we will see immediately in a tanur, an old-fashioned tanur in Europe, and in which it chomps, this used to be a problem. With the chon, you close up the tanur with completely, you have to break it, something to take out the chon. And what would happen, maybe there would not be enough air come in. On one hand, it would put a thermos bottle, the tanur would stay very hot. But if it should be cold, it used to be cold in the back. Not in the front, you put all the pots in the whole community, the back it was still cold there, and there would be no air coming in. Of course, it would get extinguished. There would have not enough air. And it would smell out the food. Obviously, I did come in. In the Chaber, Dovah Shem is seven who. Dovah Shem is seven who. That's obvious. Dovah Shem is seven who. He's not interested in the kibbutz. He's interested in the air to come in. The air of secretion. Why does he say air of secretion? There's Shalem Lavir Matzvah. Now here, no one has really written about this Levush. Because Levush makes two chidushim here. The first chidush he makes here, that's a shir in itself, I must say. I'm not going to go into Levush deep. The first thing is shir, he says here, it's another psikresha. Why is it another psikresha? There's Shalem Lavir Matzvah. Is it going to burn the same way? It's not going to burn the same way. It's not going to burn the same way. That's not considerable. That's not for the psychology. Why is that such a situation? It's going to burn. It's going to vanish the thing. It's going to just take 2 hours and it falls. This is the air within 2 hours. That's not called a psychology. What is called a psychology? So he says, no. A psychology is something which you do something which is different, something new. The outcome, the final outcome, is the same thing. Then you have to ask yourself, if it's not segregation, why is it not a segregation when you open the door? And that, the sewer benches would burn the same way. But here the segregation in timing is different. It's not completely symmetrical. In the symmetric, when you open the door, immediately because the air comes in, something else starts to burn. You cause this number five piece of wood start to burn. You close the door, you didn't say number five, burn number five to go out. All you said, number five, is if your time start burning now, they'll start burning 10 hours later. So that's not a symmetry, that your action did a figuration on number five or number three or number two of this piece of wood. You didn't do anything symmetrically there. You only had a delayed action. But in the case, that's just my interpretation, one person has a better interpretation, would be happy. And so when he opened the door, you immediately, your action, is like Zohar Ruach Messiah Tov. That your action, that you cause now that number five to start to burn. It's not a complete symmetrical thing. Okay. We'll come to a little later on.
The door, in a lot of cases, just this piece of wood sometimes doesn't start at all.
You're speaking about Rosh Enemasu, your Rosh
Enemasu. I don't know, the wood. Yeah, I mean, in this normal, like a campfire, if you don't do anything to the campfire, half the wood never gets burnt anyway.
Yeah, not the wood doesn't get burnt in, but this is the air wood gets.
But with the way, so that could be the difference.
Yes, here's the excellent. You could say there's a probability that it might burn itself, it's probably it might not. But at the stamping rate with the FM, it's going to burn itself. If you're going to accept it, you'll just say the effort, yes or no, you have to say, Lord, I'll be a matzman. But then you say, that's Kyokser. He wants to say, why is not kibui? It's no kibui, it's going to burn eventually anyhow. Why did not have sinu in Havara? That is not concerned with. But anyhow, but from my point of view, that one thing is, he doesn't consider such a situation. That's the main influence I want to draw. From the Lewis, the closing the window, closing the door, is a situation. The Mordechai, or the Meir, Gam Rabin Meir, he clearly got the Shabbat and Mamash, the Kneer on the Kodesh, when he wrote the Kod from Dot Allah, he bats it on me now, no. After this, it has missed Mukta. גם הורי שמותר לסגור חלום לשבת שלא יחבר העניין לפני הרוח. The first thing you commit is a touch. That reminds you of a story, my daughter, when he was in בית ספר חורב in ירושלים, when a child was that time had to be accepted, you had the number of clouds. You didn't investigate how the child was good, you didn't investigate the parents. You want this kind of a parent, he's religious enough. So the grandparent isn't supposed to come, the uncle isn't supposed to come, the parent is supposed to come, and then after the parents come, they take a child in the corner and ask a question. They ask my daughter a similar question, I have committed to touch this muktzah. She said, yes. Muktzah? She said, yes, to touch is permitted, to move you are not permitted. that's what really says here. Not a no. Muktzah is not a question. That's what she told us. Maybe the teacher didn't know. You know, that I'm 6 years old. She told us not to move it, it's not to touch it, permitted to move it, not permitted to move. Right? The amount was important for me. The teacher and his government are both, and it's gracious. I mean, you're not, because it's not a gracious. But the best truth is really what I will bring you in the tour. The tour is Hilchot Tanitah before Hanukkah now. The Hilchot Tanitah, the tour brings to Hanukkah, is always important of course, my money. In Hilchot Shabbos Perek Hey. If you don't find the tour, you can find it up there. It is brought down the Shema Ram Rotenberg. The both the Lashonis in the tour and there in the Hilchot Tanitah are nearly the same. Ra'isi is Moria Nar Rashmuel. Ram Rotenberg said on his Rebbe. Rashmuel in Paris. Shelo hayo la makom achori adelet lahavik neiros hanukla. Vaya koveya otam badelet. Atzmo, achori adelet. Tosha says you're not permitted to do it. That's how the Rambam explains. You're not permitted to do it. That's a din for what? Lay it off. Ah, paseach with Noel. This is paseach with Noel. Both of them. They ain't no mark. It's a paseach on Noel. Mate Hashemen or Hashava. That was the Neros Hanukkah was always Shemen. Elachsila or Machikam Menu. Minso Mechaber or Mavir. Why not? Tosha says so. The honer sh'al ha'tabla mena'er et ha'tabla hu nofel v'lo chashino. It brings the rise from the first part. We have seen that an action, a direct action, having fall down and slightly changing it, when you speak about the nail, because it doesn't say this way, you don't have your permission. The whole Shabtah Shemelah for not all Akhara. The reason is, the Roshayach Yihai God Memecha Be'omavir. In this case, of a change of a situation, of a physical situation, is not considered Mecha Be'omavir. But still, Yishayach, in Tim Salam, that it is Mecha Be'omavir. After all, now the Shem is a little bit further in a way. Dova Shena Miskaven Mutter, Velo Psik Reishehu. Even then it's not a Psik Reishehu. And therefore, he closed and opened the door, not violently, because it would be violently, it would make a manifah, it would make really something like a, how do you call it,
a
bellow. And a bellow system would be really like blowing, there's no difference. In a regular slide, we would open and close the door, despite the fact that the Hanukkah lamp was attached to the door. Now, we cannot dissociate the Maram Rotlu to say one thing somewhere else and something somewhere else, because both the Tumas Adesh and everybody else says the Maram Rotlu brings down Israel to say that he considers this is correct. Otherwise, he would dissociate himself from that. He doesn't dissociate himself. He brings him down. His Rebbe did this way. And the Mordechai says, Shemur Shasam Atel Atir, Svirle the Kema Lepot for the Nachat, the Nisa Lotzik Reishehu, and the Dover Shem Miskava Meshore. The Yiresh Amaram Rotmer also thinks this way. So we have three cases where one case, an extreme case, Amaram Rotmer, which is not equivalent to when they're on the table, which is less serious. And they're against the table, and it's a thing, they can open those, and you don't consider this a psychiatrist. Factually, you don't consider a psychiatrist, you don't know why. But he says, Lo Shaykh Hazeh, Lo Machabe Velo Mavi. So it finally comes to the last prayer, and that is the question of the, whatever is here, the, what's the name, the, from a suggestion, it is very, very interesting. The Shalis Nun Tet, and I wanted to read this, it has practical implication even today, as part of the Baksei Grammar. This is a similar Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham brings several times, right, this Tumas Hadesh in Halacha. It has to do with a foreign problem. It has to do with a Torah problem. You have a case where you have a Tanur, and in the Tanur you close the Tanur. Are you permitted to open? Are you permitted to close? In closing, you have two problems. You can close the tanur in this case, and no further air will come in. Then the question of kibui. You can close the tanur so that more air will come in. How is it possible? You ever seen an old-fashioned stove, which is by coal, like a dead bird baby? You ever seen them make mattress, whatever it is? An old fashioned, it has holes in the sides. All the three sides, basically. Small holes, that's it. And these holes, air comes in. Of course, when you open the door, also air comes in. This air has to come in, otherwise it wouldn't burn. Now, the physical action is followed. We understood exactly the physical action. When you close this door and it starts to burn, you have a thumping action. It burns and therefore it pulls in air through the small holes. Why does it pull in? Because you get a partial vacuum. By eating up that air, the pressure there is less, the pressure outside is higher, and therefore air is being pulled in through these holes. So you have an interesting switch. You want to call it. Translate the switch. You close the switch and you open somewhere else. You can't inverse too. You open the switch and you close somewhere else. Is this clear? By closing your tanur that thing, you're causing, in one case you would say kibui, but really you're causing havara. That's called the action of Makua. the lashon of the Rambam, the Gemara, and so on. Mapua. He blows. The act of clothing is a mapua. The question is, can he eat that food on Shabbos? Can he close it? Can he open it on Shabbos? Because of the mapua action. You immediately, the moment you permit that, you have a technology there. It's separate, and I want to teach you that to read these things the moral sense of technology. To make such a technology is a very simple thing. You don't have to use electricity for making a switch. You can use air power for making, closing a switch. Pressure switches exist today. The whole thing of closing circuits by means of differential pressures. Not necessarily a switch like that. As a matter of fact, there's a whole industry based on this. Or liquid flowing and closing switches. No different than liquid or air pressure. That's how you have to learn the model. You're closing something and you're opening something else. Let's look at the tshuva. Most of it is anyway. Tshuva here, just Beleil Shabbat is a halon patur connected an air. Shoal is so good, Kedesh Rechabi Aruach et Anel Olam. It's actually said in the Shalim Gemara. Yirei the Shoal. Ba'af agaf the Shemati Shemachmirim the Dovo. Bechein Machmir Nam is Shelo Yisgo Pia Tanu. Ba'od Shel Gechalim Bo Lo Chasot. Ve'notnim Tami Divehem. That is Kirat Pia Tanu O Achalon. Derach Aruach. להיות מפיר כרחור ועל ידי כך מבעיר את הגחלים also here if there was a door, window the air windows are not that airtight you would possibly have more air coming in selectively directionally that is a מחמיר מפיר כרחור ועל ידי כך מבעיר את הגחלים או את הנר שהוא כחשה תורם כי בעניין זה דומה קצת למפוח יותר מאשר היה הרוח מנשד לה להדר. By closing that, it is a little bit closer to the effect of מפוח, מפוח is also, מאשר אם הרוח מנשד לה להדר. It is more so causing the fire to burn than if the wind would simply go on it totally. That is true. That's factually true. Because the wind comes from a big door, it's distributed over a big area. You have pressure thing going slowly on it. When you have a small hole, it's a real pressure. You're really shooting in like this air in a very high pressure, and therefore you have selectively strong burning at this point. והנה מצאתי תשובת מרם שהעתיק אחד מגדולים, ששור לסגור החלון כדי שלא יחבר הרוח את הנר. זאת גמורת אתה עושה את זה. You infer that from Tosfos. You should not run rotten to the last of the Tosfos, in a sense. וינירה להביא ראיה דאסור מאוד הגעשים את פי הכל קיפנר שאחרי הדלת מותר לצוח ולנעול כדרכו לי ולברך משום דבר פסיק רשע אותי יש רשע שם הטעם משום דרוח מחבם את הנר והשת בי שלום לצוח אסור משום דשמה יחבר לא כזה לא עושה שמה יחבר אלא לנעול עמי מי שולפי You know, he is not causing any kibui. Doesn't mention havara. Mitzvah is because it might be kibui. Mitzvah amai. The cut of the light Allah looks on el apateach kedarko. That's also. A cut of fiction. We're going to take a kashe. Tane group of machidin. Also lashvino. The noel kedarko. Ba'afa became ניתן דל אלו בנעיל אינה מעיק החדש שמביאו את הנאו אבל נמצאת אגב תפוזו שם מקשת הראש רשי המי נוטת לינול האמת הוא לא סביר את כמה דידון לפי הראש רשי נמי נוכל לומר תלעו כדי מלטי נוקר לינול יצוק לינול ולא משום דעיק פיקי דה בנעילו וכן צריך לומר יצטת לינול היא מצטים באימנט אולסו Hosea, both are Muslim. A cloak of Hodi from a son, Mutal is totally no, it's a darko. The kafta kafta. The third apple has their Rashi saying, both are equally committed. The Hashi Yavah Hashash Havor of the Neilo, say, if you were to consider there was no chashash, we'll take now not in Kibbutz, from the Kavora, Havelel Lomama, in Hubaro, Hubaro. Why doesn't Gemara say in Hubaro, Hubaro? Why doesn't Gemara say in Kafta, Kafta? That's such a strong question, you cannot escape this. After all, when you open the door, why does the Gemara say in Kafta, Kafta? In Hubaro, Hubaro is the question. Now the Chiddush say. Why Chiddush say? Because in most cases, Kafta, Kafta is a Melachoshin, it's Pechon Lugufa. It's not Pechon, Ya Pechon, Ma, it's a Gansomai, it's not necessarily. A Hubaro is a much bigger Chiddush here. Besides the Chiddush also because you are making new, bigger fire, you're not making a new thing. The Melachoshin and Hubaro, ever got the Melachoshin, it's Pechon Lugufa here. You don't think it's that Hubaro, despite the fact that Melacha Shetzir Lagufa. Masha Enkin, Bim Kofta, the Kol Kibush, Tiena Kedei Lashof Tassof, Rachamim, Melacha Shetzir Lagufa, he reported it, therefore the Chibush must bring it later. Why does it come? That's such a strong question, anyone should have asked himself this question. And it is so such a strong question, you can't move away from it. You cannot escape it. You know, it's always Kafta Kafta, and not because of symmetry in the first case. Because the new Tanna, the new brightness, the new thing. First Tanna is in Minayata Tabla. Tanna, other form, a new thing. Halitayasri hotana paka samu mishum da ditsipa oni ila minna nea eta nea machikata se minna nea rame chabe ome kawe la rame mavio vairus a nea tukur bedelet mikin ika chashash havara ala mailo nata da hubo hubo. Yeah, such a strong question against Tosfos. That Peter tells us that it's against the nail, and therefore you bring it further apart, closer together, you bring it all together. It's Havora, says Tosfos. It's called the Mefurash Havora. Why doesn't the Gemara say in Hubaro, Hubaro? That the Chiddush is greater. And Tosfos doesn't disconsider the possibility that it should be because of Melacha Shen and Tzricha Legufa. We also consider Rashi and Lashis performing. And a Tzorecha Loma. Now look here how we learn Pshat. So was the Deshens and Gedolei Achronim. Here on the Mikol Makom HaKibui Korof Fei Lepsik Reisha. Ashmuinam Bei Delot Ashinam. Nimkei Lerashi Name Iko Hoho. Mikol Makom Hoi Bo Hochachnu. Zaldei HaKibui Korof Lepsik Reisha Min Avorah. In Cain, Nuchal Lomar, the Rav Model at Tana, the Neilish Soro, Mishum de Lot Sik Reshehu, Velo Lalayet, El Alapotea, Mishum de Lot Sik Reshe. Can you read that in the Kazakhti? What does he say? He says the Messias is different. Not the Aloha is different, the Messias is different. For various reasons, the Kibui is considered more psychoration when you open the window on an air than the Havor. And it's not considered psychoration when you close the window. And therefore, the Gemara says, Kotso, Kotso. How does he interpret the Kibbutz? Not that the near really works, it does not burn as brightly. He interprets Mamesh Kibui. Like the Lashon of the Gemara, Kotso, Kotso. We are not considering now in terms of whether it's going to burn 80% of the former brightness. It's going to take longer. We are considering in the probability when you open the window, the light is going to get extinguished. The answer is a high probability. A high probability makes a close. You ask in your closing your window, what's going to happen? It's going to burn bright. It's going to burn bright. Nothing happens. It's going to get extinguished? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. It's not the question of people. What I infer, personally I infer from the Tumas Adeshan and from Rama Rottenberg, is a very revolutionary concept. You're considering Mamesh Kibbutz and Mamesh Nuhavor. Nuhavor. In a nail, The Magnav one says there's no concept of Avoda. It turns into us, but better, but less best. That means, if you turn it over the table, it falls at first. That's not called Avoda. And the question of better or less, 10% more or better burning, that's not called Avoda. Avoda means of burning something new. And it can bring about 20 different rayos, even from Gemara. Also, a kibbutz is that not considered kibbutz, unless you take away wood, unless you take away oil, physically, the quantity you take away, then it would be considered kibbutz. But the burning itself, the change because of your action, that is not considered kibbutz. And that's what the Maram Rabot Rahobnik said, the blame nechshav mechabe umavio. That is not considered when it removes the door, it's called Kharat Mechabe Chibur. Let me just finish this. If my interpretation is correct, and I think it's very much correct, and if you're not considered correct, in all cases, all of those which were supposed to be right come back to the point, in one case it's closed the psychiatrist, the other case it's not the psychiatrist, yes.
So they don't consider air itself as a fuel.
As a not fuel itself, but a help for to the fuel. What is the fuel is the candle and the oil and whatever it is, with the tila. Now, if my interpretation is correct, the whole Matzah Gola falls to pieces. We've shown that it considers, in this case, when there's closed obscuration, opening the window, is closed obscuration, it would be real kibbutz. You have not permitted, because Rav said you're not permitted. And clothing, you're not going to be clothed, not because it's a negative action. It's a negative action. In the verse says it's not because of negative, because it's not a situation. Therefore the question saying, because in one is Manirta Monea, is not mentioned anywhere. That's a reasoning which is good, but not a proof from this fire. On the contrary, if the Menia Tamonea, I would use the Lotan of the Chazonish. Chazonish said, if your swallow is so good, why didn't the Rishonim say it? He used it about half a dozen times in his paper. If that is so true and so good, why didn't the Rishonim say it? If they didn't say it, then it seems not to be good. None of them said the swallow of Menia Tamonea. All they say because of segregation. But Rav Heifetz says, even if this segregation, Menir Tamonei is Mutter Lechatzila. We have no proof in that. On the contrary, because it's not being said, it is not so. I would make a stronger point, a philosophical point of view, and I think it's correct. I have an attitude to the whole thing. And until I look at this doing something, we should look at the whole thing as a black box. Nothing else. Like a black box in an airplane. You don't have to know the whole gadgets inside, how many transistors and the whole thing. You know only that I do this way, I have a reaction this way. That this reaction inside is working with double negatives, who cares? Or triple negatives. I'm talking to say, who tells me I have to build a switch that goes like this? Maybe I can build a switch this way, I pull out a dielectric, and the switch goes together. So don't switch stuck with this. Who said, because I would pull out the dielectric and near the Monea, and there would be a creek or a spring and it would connect it together, this would not be the same kind of thing. And there are such switches. The high power switches are this way. Who tells you how to make a switch this way? I can make a simpler switch. I've simply add a spring here, I've inserted a piece of dielectric constant, pull it out. It's going to go immediately. I put a relay in it, it won't go immediately. Take 10 seconds till it closes. Who tells me to look at this thing? Who tells me to look at the double negative net times that I have to minus times minus is positive in this? It's not minus plus minus. You see minus times minus. And the near the monea. Maybe it's all the same way. It looks at the end result. You made an action, it closed the switch. And first you ask me, this is a shot. You close, you put, you did something, you close the switch. You did it in a negative part, in a positive way, you put out the dialectic, you put the switch this way. In each case, it's something more complicated and a better switch. And what you're going to prove me of Patea, Adama, Adela is, that's not obscuration. Closing a switch is not obscuration. That's a different ballgame. That the switch may close or may not close, that's a different ballgame. So I would say I have strong reason to believe that despite the fact that many, many Gdolim at the initial stages have given the Nazi Groma a clear bill of health, because of his reasoning, many of the Gdolim have taken thoughts on. Well, I try to give you, however, to show you, and only partially showing you, how you have to learn Gemara. How you carefully have to learn Gemara. How you can make a whole technology out of this, and then backtrack. Now I'm going to show you a different technology. Let's look on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is built also in a Gemara. But here, I have a Gemara, which tells me the reason. Our Gemara doesn't tell me the reason. Our Gemara can sit 10 hours on it and not completely understand it. You give all of, each one of the three sections, four different sitters, or the four different six sitters, I can make 64 combinations. And out of these 64 combinations, believe it, four are very high probabilities. And out of these four probabilities, two are very close to the reality. Gemara is against Shabbos, that's before them. It's all the proof time. This Gemara has practical implication in terms in Kachisol in case there's a fire. You will need the Chazonish, you need the Gemara. The Darko is the Sudai. You don't go to the question why the Mugambor wants to take out the Darko. He saw it from a closet to join him. Because the Tumas aggression says you could open the Darko. The Maram opened the Kisu can open the Darko. Shema Yechabene Ruach. Aval in all of Delet Kinegdo Mutter. Tumas aggression. The word in the Chalom Kinegdo and Yash Allah Sukhan. Tells us in Rashi. Mordechai B'Shem Tosus. Vimu Kavua B'Kotel Tachoy HaDelet Tosus. Also Liftoch HaDelet Ulema Alo Kedalko. So there is no difference. Except you have to answer the question with the Tumas Eshna. Eshna has died in the same Hubaru Hubaru. Shemati HaDelet Mokeshet Alav. That is a Bach. That is the what's the name? The not the Bach. That is the Rach. ותכבנה אלה פותח ונראה בנחה אם הוא קבוע בדלת עצמו שפתיחת המדיעתו מקריף השם ישראל מחיקום אלה או שנצפור כבר לדלות ולתנענוע לו בנר של שווה מותר לתוח ולנעול אף הוא שקבוע בדלת because the control is only when you separate the shaman from this now when you open unless you make a manifa you're permitted to open and the Maram Rabbim is speaking about נר של שמן אסור לצוח הנהלת כדי הקדם מדורה שהיא קרובה קצת אל הדלת that means connector ואפילו אין שם אלא רוח מצויה אבל מה היה פתוח כנגדה מותר לצוגרו ואין בו משום מחבל why not? you're definitely secret she would say for the same reason you're not in מחבל you're changing the pattern of burning that's what called the skibuli שכח נער טבלה מנער את הטבלה והוא מפעל אפילו אם הוא דולג רק שלא יכוון לך בוטה בסדר, רמוס מוסיף במקום שאינו צריך וטוב לעשות על ידי גוי שבמקום שאינו צריך ובאת שיהיה נר ששמה וכל דומד את ראי לבוא תדסקו now let's go to the Gemara in Shabbat the Gemara Shabbat says the following אדם תחזון איש, תסק משפיטה עושים מחיצה בכלים מלאים כדי שלא צבור הדלקה We have a falling situation. A fire broke out, there's no pikuach nefesh. A fire broke out in a field. Now the danger is that this fire is going to continue and burn the whole city. Nevertheless, you evacuated the whole population like in terms of atomic bombs. No one did that. But you don't want that the property should be destroyed. Okay? Then what does the Mishnah say? Asim mechitza bekelim meleim kedei shelo tavor pesa. You are permitted to put in the way kelim. And at this point comes the fire, and when the fire reaches the water, it will crack the vessels, and the water will extinguish the fire. That's interpreted what this means. You immediately can make a technology out of this. You have a fire there already, but the fire isn't here, it's there. You know, at 12 o'clock the fire is going to come here. Right now it's 10 o'clock. You are going to put a whole gallery of things here of bottles of water. When it comes here, the fire will get extinguished automatically. What did you do? As soon as there was no fire, are you permitted to put the bottles there? Why not? The only thing you know is there's a fire, and the purpose you know is why you put the bottles there to extinguish. The moment you put the bottles there, are you touching the fire? Are you touching the magic? You're not the magic. You only can say this, that the Lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, Eish Lovo, eventually, or definitively, not eventually, eventually and definitively, both, the fire is going to come. There the Gemara says, Sof Chamo Lovo. The Gemara just asked the question, you put the person in a given spot, you fetter him, you tie him up, and eventually the sun is going to come and dehydrate him, he's going to die. He's a person of Atzei HaFamah. Sof Chamo Lovo. So Chashmal Lova. So Eish Lova. So Chashmal Lova, you have such a case, which you do, but it's different. That's a Shabbat clock. Right? You turn on, you set a Shabbat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the electricity should go on. That's So Chashmal Lova. But that is better. Because in this case, you arrange all what you've done before Shabbat. You see, we have three dargot. We have such a thing in dargah where you start something in Shabbat and this action continues on Shabbat, all Shabbat. That is the six cases in the Gemara that you talk and six ones you assign me. For example, I have a threat of Hector which you start before Shabbat and it continues automatically, you're permitted. That's the easiest one. The next one is a revolutionary concept of a Shabbat clock, which is a computer. No, Shabbat clock is a computer basically. It's a plus or minus action. A switch on and off. What a computer is a million Shabbat clocks. Nothing else but that. Any computer is a simply million Shabbat clocks in series or in parallel. Nothing else. Think it through. You see, I'm completely correct. You don't know. Yes and no. Plus or zero. One and zero. That's what a switch knows. One and zero. Nothing else. The computer is really a Shabbat clock. The moment you match a computer, you match a Shabbat clock. Or you might start to match a computer. You preset it for Shabbat. But if it's one, a million, doesn't make any difference. The moment you match it, at the other time there was a question, you match a Shabbat clock. Has the Maram Sikh has a tshuva on this, and others as well. So the Meshach has a tshuva on this. The moment you match it, there you have an action which doesn't, you start a gadget, computer to work before Shabbat, but the melacha is being done on Shabbat. That is not as good. Here you have a different action. You do the action on Shabbat, and the melacha is being done on Shabbat. But the action we do is doing a mitzvah action. You put your bottle there. All right? Because that's immediate. Here is a time out of seven and the two of our elements. You're doing an action with mutter now. If you were to put the water immediately in front of the fire, it would be awesome.
But with the bigger vat, that would take a long time to fill.
The question of time action of this hole is the barrel which has discussed is used, he has stated privately with me, then it's going to go well, Bitske de Maya, Korabishan, cross-training. I didn't want to go on this question now. I didn't go the whole question of Bitske de Maya. I mentioned before, I mentioned about Rome, but I didn't want to go on this question now. It's a separate shear, it's a long shear. It's a 5-hour shear, 4-hour shear.
This issue also come up from this issue also come up, I think, in the Shemir Shabbos Kolchotzer. You have the things, you know, the electric stoves that are often on a time.
Right.
It
comes to the question, are you permitted to change the time clock, the Shabbos clock, in order to start earlier or later? Later on, Shabbos is matir, but earlier not. Comes in the same problem. What is the difference here? The difference is here, salt is lower. But right now it's not here. And you're doing an action with mutter. That is the Gemara. But Yosef is holding down the Gemara, is not holding because of the Ikaron. He's holding all the Boil and the Moiner that he wants to answer. But not in principle. In principle, it's not given time to come from it. There's a second case in the Tanakhama, which is more of a Rishon. You have a talis and it's burning, here, the cloth. You permit on the other side to put on water. And only half the talis is going to burn, the other half is going to save this way. Okay? That's the second part. That's an equivalent case, but a little bit stronger than the first case. What does the Shulchan Aruch pass? The Shulchan Aruch pass is as so all there's a source. Or sin mechitza mshin lamedalet. Pretty much at the end if I remember correctly. Teva she'achat bo ha'or yachol lifrots or shedgi mitzida achat shelo tesareif ועושים מחיצה בכל הכלים. No matter what, new or old, להפסיק בין הדלקה, אפילו כלי חרס חדשים מלאים מים, שוודאי יתבקו, להפסיק רעש, it's going to get extinguished, כשזה הגיע למדלקה, וגרם כיבוי מותר. יומרה, אין פה יותר, גרם כיבוי מותר. הגו, רמוסס, ומוקם סדר, מרדכי. The remote is based on Rabbi Yoel. Rabbi Yoel says, only Makom Seder, like the remote says, except the fire person has a lot of property, including you're permitted to do that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Makom Seder, the Torah doesn't say Makom Seder, the Rama doesn't say Makom Seder, the Rit doesn't say Makom Seder. We pass them like the remote.
It says
just Gramsci, it's not Gramsci, it's because it's immediately. No, that doesn't say immediately. Let me come to that point. The other Gemara says Gram Kibul is Mutter because, as the Prophet said, Lo Tase Kom Lachom Melo Asiya Asura Velo Gram. Say the Rish Achronim. There's no difference in this halakha of Gram Kibul and any other of the Lamed Tet Melachot. It's tremendous Chiddush. Because a Kibul is a Lachot, it's going to go for a price, it's not. No. The Mishnah Berurah is Mefarish. This is the same thought, any other malacha, if this fire would come there, and at that point, something else would come there, if something would come eventually and do nothing, and you want to do that, it should move at that stage, that place, I mean, put a gadget there, but it comes there, put that nothing, that would be gram malacha of that type of muta. And even the shiva of Rabbis, he says, the best of all these things is that any time when even the magic exists, but you are not touching the magic, you have nothing to do with the fire, you have nothing to do with any of the locus itself, you are doing something completely different from the locus. But the outcome is that later on, sof melocha teyaseh, the mokam seder mutar. The contrast to the sfarim mutar to the belila from seder. I want to make clear that I'm starting with Allah for sale. But I mean, the Ohr says, the Mokum Seder is also. Mokum Seder means the following, like we can make generalize what is Mokum Seder, Mokum Seder, Mokum Hezek, any Hezek. Now let's look at the Chazanich. And see about how you would read the Chazanich. Where's the Chazanich from? The big one, the small one? This one? You see the Chazon Ish, I told you, was the first one to introduce technology into science. He didn't introduce the technology for Schmitter, but he gives tremendous term in Schmitter. The very interesting thing is, the Chazon Ish was sure that Schmitter today is Midoraisa. And therefore he tried to find a term under the table how he can run agriculture with Schmitter Midoraisa. The Rabbanut HaRashit was considered the Schmitter the Rabbanut. And they were machmi on everything that could possibly machmi. Except after they were forced to sell the town to land. Chazon Ish writes it this way, but I'm not quoting him. He said, because they think that, because they wanted to sell, so to say, they were machmi on everything else. And I, who was considered that, he said, I had to find a theorem under the table. He was trying to find a theorem in agriculture which only Chazon Ish would have mattered. He wouldn't have mattered, nobody would have done it. Roughly the same thing here. He was convinced that one had to find a solution to the milking problem. And he couldn't see a solution except for Arabs. Arabs are not available because they are too dangerous. Physically too dangerous. Not ideologically too dangerous. Now let's look. Maybe I don't start here. Let's forget the first part, which is as important as to do with cooking. Gimel. Aber Mishum Hilka. That's not the Hilka. At im hemik beira me'erev Shabbat v'makom shechom ha'chashmai yavo b'Shabbat. It's a very practical question. A person's going to put his challenge, his anything else, his water. And eventually at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the electricity is going to turn on. Va'af im nisbashi kemachal ben drosho emere Shabbat. Mire da'asu la'ahdir v'chom ha'Shabbat chashif kei negufa. So the problem. The person at the pot is put in the refrigerator. At 2 o'clock the electric is on the tanur is going to go on. At 1 o'clock I take it out of the refrigerator, I put it on the stove, 2 o'clock the electric is going on. The thing was pre-cooked. The Chazon Ish is very much makpeh, or makpeh, on bishul achabishul. Let's assume for him, bishul achabishul, there is such a thing. The choma shmal koshish keine kufa. What is his reason? A tanur is not considered kemo tanur kufa b'tsuma. That's a side technical issue. It's not a fundamental issue on bishul. It's an issue of chazorah and lachvir. It's a hatmona. It's not a question of the law of the Reiser. But after my tanur sagu, ain't can have their tach the tier and the ramon. So then the side problem, can one make a technical tanur of that type, it would be good for tsumo. If you could make it, then there would be no issue. It's not good for tsumo, therefore you cannot return. Aber lo matzim hat das ehrlich chamber Shabbat. Mir be er Shabbat mutal ich bin so nur so gut, du musst mutal ich in einem Beruf hat ja so sorry. Wenn ich das dann das Bett ja in Shabbat mehr, will an der Sandwich mit dir. It's one of the complicated of Machlokes in Shonim, in terms of Hatzmona, there's a big Machlokes, and I don't want to go into the question. Aber Mishum Gram Bishul, here comes the question of Bishul. Lekke ba mode ba tanu tsonen she sot homolo ba sot homolo. You give us a revolution, he says. At 2 o'clock the electricity is going to come and heat up the water, or even boil, or even cook from start to the masher, that is not Machad Ben Drosoi. And at 1 o'clock to put it there, it is not the question of group of tumor, Mishkefelo. The grammar lo asatar b'chol melochos. Not every grammar, not every melocha, we have a correlation. Why does it say that? The am melochos, the grammar, which also, for example, zohar and ruach mishayatot. Then he called grammar kiddin koder the kriyeres chadoshim. The grammar which we learned. The north of mine, the tabi and the tzotzot. Which you didn't learn. This is a question that a person can underneath put water under the nail in order to capture possibility of mitzvot, and you're not going to touch the water anymore. Then there's Rabbanon, I permitted to do it because you might bring the water up higher to make karepet and so it shouldn't extinguish. But assuming you can't do it, a closed shop. Can all this happen? In Yen Retzicha. What's that? Sof Choma Lova. Sof Rav Lova. The mirror, the gam isa le rabbonon lecho. In terms of bishul itself, is no isa rabbonon. The rabbonon is mine the kabel itzoto. The radayin chaser koach chashmal legamre. It doesn't exist. The Shaon Shabbat didn't activate anything yet. But Shaon adayin less le koach haticho. The chamir me koach hot me. What is that? I don't know. Chadashim. The Moshe Katrim, if he told it, the Gamayin, the Kabbalah thought, Eina Eila Mishum Chashash, Dina Yechabe Bishat Kiruv HaMayin. Chokol Hashay Chashash Se, Ilifim Aval, what? Tisha Chashash. The Spear of the Mashk Reh HaMordachai, Peat, Kol Tzitzvei, Bishem Rabbeinu Yoel, Tiba 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 וכן פרצה גרמות עם השין למה דלת אופנם המלוכת אסור גרמה בלא שאת all other מלוכות with the same way like Rabbeinu Yoel said all of us are going to consider מותה לחציל like בישול ממש we don't say that you say only the מקום הסר and if you write later on חליבה is מקום הסר for two reasons or be glad tzah barachayim or be hesed emes and hesed merubah. So what do you infer from that? A complete new technology. Whenever the electricity does not exist, I can do anything I want provided it's not muktzah. Anything I want. So what does it propose? There's a point. Why don't you milk this yet? How are you going to milk this yet? Put the gadgets, milking machines, on the akinim of the para, and wait. Half an hour later, the test is going to come. It's going to milk. How are you going to say, the moment you put it on, this t-shirt, the first drops of the milk that come out by just putting on, that is called chaliva? True, he says. But they have all, Rabbi Rishonim said, the milk that Halivali Ibut is not a melocha. The Ramsar says it's a theos, the Rastar says it's a theos. Halivah is only for purpose to have the milk. Halivah, that the milk should go to the Ibut, is only in Isra Rabon. We say, Isra Rabon. Isra Rabon, in this case, the case of we have in Tzabal Chaim, is Mutal Chatzilah. Let's have a problem. Look, the whole technology now. You're doing something which basically also. But because in this case it's not considered a melocha, that's an Isra Rabon. Because Tzah Bal Chaim, you didn't do anything. But you know, if you wouldn't put on, the electricity couldn't do milk in the machine. It wouldn't work. Later on, the electricity comes. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it. Are you going to say the new milk is going to fall in the old milk? I don't know what milk it is. They're taking new pail, put another pail in. So this proposal technically doesn't work out, that's not important. It doesn't work out, the moment you put the milk machine on, that's a separate thing, it would fall down back again because the vacuum doesn't work so far. So that's a solid problem, how to hold it on the para. That's a technical problem, okay? That's not a fundamental problem. So Chadrish says, we had a solution to all Shabbat, all the laws of Israel. Just after we're not discussing our kibbutz, we're discussing milking. And milking is the right thing. So the Chazakish said we have a new technology. And he gave money for this technology. It's all money. He said, do anything you're permitted to do, which you are usually permitted to do before that, even if you know 2 minutes later the Knesset goes on. So what do you have to do? I now make a technology, I do any action I want, put my hand there, I put this there, and now later on the electricity is going to come, fine, it's going to find a head, and that is going to stop the factory. Because as in a field there's an obstacle, something's going to react somewhere and start switching off anything or on whatever I want. So basically it has given me a solution, a technological solution, which is for the future. In the present, I'm not touching the magic. I'm putting my head there. That's all I'm doing. And that he says, it's foolproof. That's what the Moha says. And not because of Kibui, everything of it. So you have here the essence of a very revolutionary technology. Why is it? You permit it only if it has Nezek Merubo, or Mazik, or Hesek Merubo, or Nezek, or anything you want of this. And in this case, I think the Chazon Ish would consider essential services as well. It's somewhat reasonable to think this way. The reason I say that is from a negative statement, but it's not a positive statement. You said you shouldn't use electricity in the earth to solve because of heaven. Not because you shouldn't use electricity. Because the electric company says, the merit. You don't want to listen to me. But here's a solution. You could ever design a circuit system which is inoperative and closes itself. In the meantime, I do something. For example, a relay system. A relay system is a Shabbat clock, we saw that every 30 seconds it will check a whole circuit that anything has changed. If something hasn't changed, it will not do anything. If it's changed something, it will do something. Why do I do any change? If I change it to the mitzvah, but then there's no electricity on. Now it's not a foolproof such a simple solution because you're doing something when you have to know exactly there's no electricity. But that can be easily said. When you could say a light on, you know it don't do anything now. Light off, there's no electricity. So I showed the two technological solutions. One, which the Chorah comes in the Gemara, if it accepts as the Gemara, no, it could not go. It's a negative action, and I said it's dubious. I showed the one solution, the Chazon Ish, which is the revolutionary solution, where you do a standing beheter and sof hashmal lo. The second part of the Chazon Ish, which I don't have time anywhere to go into, is more revolutionary. And it's not been accepted. On the other hand, it's accepting all people sin. But there are many great rabbanim who so called work on the second part. Because the Chazon Ish is faced with the following problems. The thing falls down. What are you going to do about it? Can you in principle put it on when electricity is on and not going to use it? What do you do with the solar? Consider this problem. I'm going to put it on when electricity is on, but I'll make sure that all the milk goes leave books. So I make the same thing that milk can leave books. Afterwards the electricity goes on, but it's on already. Then I take that pail, put another pail on it. Then electricity 2 seconds later is going to go on, and I'm going to continue the milking. And assuming that during the 2 seconds the thing is not going to fall down. That's more problematic. Because now you started the action through started the head of it, but you started with the magic on. That's not the Gemara. That is a further inference the Gemara doesn't say. Because you could consider the first action the continuous action. And you started the action, a real action of Disha, except the Disha at that time was mutter for external reason because it was legal. The Ibut and the action are two different things. The Melacha is not considered Melacha because it was Ibut, but not because it didn't the action do the same way. Even then it says your mutter. This technology is much easier. Because then I could design a circuit and do something while it's sitting on it, nothing happens. And after 2 seconds, it's something to happen. That was the Chazal who said. So, we did not discuss one complete problem and part of the other 80% of the theology. One signature never came to the real problem. What happens, but I should have told you, whether what happens you close the switch. Exactly, what happens if you close the switch without any melacha? What do you say is there? Just I didn't give a shiur. I must tell you one thing. We have made two assumptions, two large assumptions. The first assumption is that that the question of weight is called the Maaseh B'Yadayim. We made the second assumption that there's a definite melacha. I didn't prove there's a definite melacha. I said, assuming there is a melacha. The answer is it's very unlikely a melacha. I explained to you why. From physics now, not from John from the Morris. And therefore, I make the question, say your problem, and your problem is answer my question. Assuming I generate electricity, and the electric actually can go now into the various lines, my neighbor, next neighbor, and so on and so on. And then assuming I am Shama Shabbos, the other guy, not the Shama Shabbos, and so on, but even Shama Shabbos, how much of this electricity is going to go into my land? That's the question. Let's assume for a moment that this lamp is burning, and now 98% of that comes from the electricity which the electric company has, and 2% of mine. There are two questions here. What would happen if I take 2% away? What would happen if I take 2% in addition? Does the lamp burn differently or not? Assuming that the lamp doesn't burn, it doesn't burn. It's much more you can take off. But if making more electricity for a question is mixed, not a new melacha, the same melacha, a melacha. In other words, assuming for a moment you had a rheostat, it means that a resistance, you have variable resistance, you're changing the current in the line. Changing the current in the line, what is or isn't it? Let's say Yom Tov. Is it a moilet or isn't it a moilet? There's no melacha right now. You're playing circuit, you're changing just the curves. Changing the voltage. What is the Ezra? I didn't give you the shear on this. That's a separate shear. But this is involved in here. And both Akhalfan and I agree upon one thing. That if there's no melacha involved, changing the amount of current or changing the amount of electricity is not Ezra moilet. That is something new. So we have now distributed electricity of 100 circuits, few hundred circuits. I personally strongly convinced as a scientist, the likelihood is that electricity I generate, that fraction we generate, will start something new. It's less integration. And not on less integration, I'm not interested in it. It's always in his cavern. If he's not able to read the Sefer of Zohar, then he wouldn't have known about it. He doesn't even save money with it. There only is a finite possibility. I want to that in a poor, in a house with a poor, old-fashioned circuitry, in that particular old house has a high-power elevator, that this might influence your life, until your life goes up strong or not strong. If most of your life, even your building here, I don't think the elevator goes up and down, you can see any effect here. And somehow this it can. You have to also consider that electricity which you now feed back and goes back to the power station, will it affect the power station or not? The Rav Joseph Hartman idea doesn't affect the power station at first place. Long term, yes, but not the beginning. That's not a big gemara prohibition. So one has, as I disagree with him, both on the question whether it is magic for your dying, I disagree on the effect. But I disagree that his solution is a solution. And the solution has an issue, is a solution. A real solution. A better solution. A more difficult technological, but a more revolutionary solution. Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, I'm going to have it set up now.